Why do we want to breathe through the nostrils and not the mouth? From the yogic viewpoint, it's really important to breathe with ease, naturalness and effectiveness, and part of that breath training will require not only learning to make better use of the abdominal breath, but also to cultivate more skillfulness in how we breathe through the nostrils. Now, there are some specific breath practices where we breathe through the mouth for short periods of time. These are normally related to cooling breaths, where we want to cool the body. However, as a general thing, from a yogic viewpoint, we want to be breathing in and out through the nostrils. And I'm going to share some of the key reasons for this. The first thing is, when you breathe through the nostrils, you're helping the body prepare the breath before it enters the lungs. So the breath is slightly warmed and moistened in preparation for entering the lungs. If it's a cold morning and you breathe through the mouth, you'll notice it's very sharp, it's hard on your lungs. So this is the first reason. It just makes it easier for the body to assimilate the breath. And remember, things are very warm inside the body. So moving the breath through the nostrils, the sinus areas, helps prepare the breath to enter the lungs. Second reason, we've got this amazing filtering system in the nasal passages and sinuses that help us filter out dust and impurities in the air. And if we breathe through the mouth, of course, there's none of this filtering. So it's a little bit like an air conditioning filter. It purifies. And this is a very important reason to breathe through the nostrils. A third reason, as the river of breath enters the nostrils, it divides up into finer streamlets. It's very much like a river when it comes to the rapids. It comes to all those rocks which form rapids. The one big river divides up into smaller streams, and as it divides up, those streams of water accelerate. They gain velocity. In that same way, as the river of breath enters the nostrils, the combination of the hair follicles and the ridges in the nasal passages combine in a beautiful aerodynamic design to divide up the river of breath into these finer streamlets. And the effect is the breath is accelerated, and if the breath is moving with more velocity, then there's much more chance the breath will move deeper down into the lungs, into the lower lobes. So this is another important reason we want to breathe through the nostrils. From the yogic and Ayurvedic viewpoint, when we're breathing through the nostrils, we're subtly stimulating the sinuses that relate to the senses. So if we're not breathing through the nostrils, we're not stimulating the senses. So this is one factor that is also relevant. And in fact, it's considered for balanced well-being, for the prana that operates in the head and governs the thinking process and the sensory processes. If we mouth breathe, that prana will generally get out of balance. Whereas nasal breathing will support more balance of that prana. And whenever you've got a scattered mind, you know, there's so many thoughts coming and going, the prana is right out of balance. So it's like the air element, active as prana in the head, needs to settle. So mouth breathing activates. Really, it mimics a stress arousal response and gets the mind and body more active. Whereas nasal breathing in itself is going to have a more calming and balancing effect on the prana in the head, and that means more settledness for the mind. In fact, it's very interesting to see some of the research that's coming out now on chronic mouth breathers, indications that they are far more disposed to heart attacks. Again, from the yogic viewpoint, if you're mouth breathing a lot, you're putting more strain on the heart. It's going to work a lot harder. So it really is. It's like it starts to move towards the stress arousal response. And if your heart is having to work more, then all the other organs are going to be working more too. So mouth breathing is something we really want to try and change. If we are chronic mouth breathers, we definitely want to change it. And even if we find that we slip into mouth breathing occasionally, most of the time you don't want to do it. So bringing more conscious awareness to the breath is a very important thing. It's also important to understand, some of us have been trained, maybe we've done Pilates classes, maybe we've done some sort of athletic or exercise training, where we've been taught to breathe through the nostrils, inhale through the nostrils, but to exhale through the mouth. So this is common in many different systems. From the yogic and Ayurvedic viewpoint, when we only inhale through the nostrils and exhale through the mouth, over a period of time what's going to happen is you're going to dry out the nasal passages and sinuses. Because as we exhale through the nose, what we're doing is we're moistening, and in a way we're soothing that whole area of the physiology. So again, warming, moistening, soothing, which prepares that area of the physiology, the nostrils and sinus areas, it prepares it for the next in-breath. So if we can cultivate breathing in and out through the nostrils, a much better thing. But bear in mind, there are some practices we will do where we change all this for the benefit of a specific practice. As a general thing in our life, we want to be breathing in and out through the nostrils. Now remember, most of us have developed unfortunate breath patterns. And we're going to be in the habit of too easily moving in the mouth breathing. For example, if someone starts to feel unsettled and then they start getting anxious, what will generally happen, in the resistance of the experience and what's going on in their body and the scenarios in their mind that they're playing out, they will start to feel the breath getting more labored, it starts to contract, and as soon as the breath is getting more forced or more contracted, they will try and force the breath more. They will actually, try and grab the breath more. And when you grab the breath, it's very hard to breathe in through the nostrils when you're grabbing the breath. So they will just slip into mouth breathing. So it's very common when people go into higher anxiety that they just slip into mouth breathing. And of course, that's what activates more of the anxiety. Okay? So that's one example of it. As a result of injury, we can, of course, go into mouth breathing, but we also will have a common experience. Let's just say, you're noticing a little bit of congestion. The nasal passages just are a little bit congested, and it's not so easy to breathe through the nostrils. The average person will start to grab the breath a little more through the nostrils, try and breathe, and in forcing the breath in through the nostrils, the body's response, it just contracts more. So the nasal passages contract more. So they'll end up slipping into mouth breathing. And once you go into mouth breathing, that principle, use it or lose it, you find that it's not easy to breathe through the nostrils. So what's important in training our breath, improving it, we want to be alert during the day to the breath. And if you catch mouth breathing, my suggestion is you just focus on exhaling a few times through the nostrils. When you exhale, the exhale is the releasing breath. So when you exhale, that tightening that will have been present in the nasal areas, that just, you know, things can relax a little. So you take a few exhalations through the nostrils, and then what you'll find, it's easier if you very gently inhale through the nostrils. But whatever you grab, whatever you force, you'll only aggravate. So we do the opposite of what we would normally do, because people will normally grab the in-breath. You know, if you find that the breath's not coming so easily, the habit of the, you could say the instinctive habit, to grab the breath, and that just creates more trouble. So it's a little bit like driving a car or vehicle. If you come across an icy section of road and the car starts skidding, a novice driver will instinctively turn the wheel the way they ordinarily would turn the wheel and end up in big trouble, whereas a more experienced driver turns the wheel in the opposite direction. And with that, can correct the skid, can steer the vehicle to safety. So it's a little bit like that. We do the opposite of what we would think we would do. So anytime you're feeling difficulty in the breathing, you're not getting it, the in-breath so easily, we want to focus on releasing through the out-breath first, that is, exhaling through the nostrils before we gently start inhaling. So that's an important principle that will guide us in the way we can, you know, improve our breath pattern during the day. So what we do on our yoga mats or when we're doing a specific yoga practice is one thing, but really we want to be bringing all of this awareness into everyday experience. So more focus on nasal breathing, more focus on abdominal breathing. And some of us have noticed that it's much easier to breathe abdominally when we're lying down, but we lose it a bit when we're sitting or standing up. So more conscious awareness during the day. And one of the tools you can use is activate the Ujjayi breath. That will usually help you start experiencing abdominal breathing more easily. And sometimes it'll help you just to bring the hand to the abdomen, just a hand to the abdomen, just through touch, you're kind of inviting the body to remember, ah, that's the way it wants to breathe. So these are a few important tips and a basic yogic explanation of why we want to breathe through the nostrils. In simple language, breathing through the nostrils will promote more clarity of thought, more balance for the mind and body. Breathing through the mouth as a regular thing will just create stress. It'll activate a sense of unsettledness, and we don't want to do that. And of course it has a lot of unfortunate implications for our health and well-being. Namaste. Actually, one other thing I should just share, and there'll be a separate recording you can access, but that is the importance of the care of the nasal passages and sinuses to support good, healthy breathing. So we'll tell you about that in a short time. You'll be able to refer to another resource recording for that.